Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Dr. Tripathi, please tell us a little bit about the decision, why UB has decided to remove the names of Millard Fillmore and Peter Porter from the UB campus.
Well, you know, on any campus, the static naming, whether it's the academic building, whether it's the residential hall, whether it's the interior spaces, carry very important symbolic value. And we consider these, as we consider these symbols, we really have no intention of erasing our history. However, we can purposefully determine whom we want to honor in this way. And as you know, the President Millard Fillmore, who was also the first chancellor and one of the founders of UB, has been widely criticized for his support of the Compromise of 1850, which included Fugitive Slave Act of 1850. The campus, on the campus for the last many months, we have been examining many of these names and what are really congruent with our values and what are not. And this is something that came up and has been recognized before, and that's the change we made there. If you look at the other changes that we talked about today, there were two other changes. One is the Putnam Way, which is a road here, and he actually was also one of the chancellors and also one of the founders, and he has held racist views, and actually there are two speeches in the archives if one looks at, one in the American Mass Meeting in Rochester, and I think it was in 1866, and the other one was in Paris, where he really has explicitly talked about his racist views and so on. And so really that doesn't, match with the values that UB has. And the third one is Porter Hall. And as you know, Mr. Porter was a state senator. He actually was in the 1812 war. And he and his wife have affidavit in the Buffalo Town archives, where they actually say that owned slaves, and that's one of the reasons that we have changed these three names.
Dr. Tripathi, what would you say to critics who say, "Well, you're erasing history by removing these names from the UB archives"?
Actually, we're not removing the names. We are removing the names from these buildings, symbolic things. Our chancellors are still there. They exist in our archives. They have been our chancellors. So as I said very clearly, we're not really trying to erase the history. We're just trying to honor these symbols for the people that have values of the university.
Are there other names, or is there going to be more research to determine which names that have been honored at UB will remain or will be removed at this point?
Tom, we have looked at the names, and our committee has looked at it, at least the building names, and we haven't found anything so far. We are going to look at very comprehensively all the names. There are rooms and buildings and so on. We're going to look at everything. But so far, we haven't really found anything. But it's a process that we're going to look at during this this academic year.
What's been the reaction from the UB community, students, faculty, donors alike?
So far, you know, this is a process. We had a committee look at it. I have a council on race. They have actually looked at it. The students have been working on it for a while as well. You know, we just announced today. So far, the reaction has been positive, but I haven't really seen what has happened after we announced.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.